Arkansas Children's Hospital is the state's only pediatric-specific hospital, and for most of the last two decades, the hospital was led by CEO Jonathan Bates. This year, Bates retired from the post, and Arkansas native Marcy Doderer was named the new CEO. She takes the helm at ACH at a tumultuous time for healthcare. Last week, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked to her about how changes in healthcare might affect the hospital and what it's like to follow a CEO who was something of a leadership icon in the Arkansas healthcare industry.
I have an amazing opportunity, though, to walk into a very strong organization with history of tremendous leadership. Dr. Bates set a great stage for me, so I don't have to fully follow in his footsteps. I've got a strong organization and can help take it to the next level. What I've done in my first 100 days is really spend a lot of time listening to people, learning what we've done really well for our first 100 years, understanding where people would like to see us go in the next 100, but maybe at least 5 or 10 on my watch, and understanding how we're going to take it forward. It's a great opportunity to be in a place that's not in crisis mode, mm-hmm. not a turnaround. We can build on what's already there.
That is a good place to be in. So tell me, maybe give me a hint or two of something that you have already kind of picked up on that you think may be an initiative you want to pursue.
There's a couple of things I would say are top of mind for Arkansas Children's Hospital right now. First is about improving healthcare for kids in our state. When we look at how Arkansas ranks in the world of children's healthcare for outcomes, we don't do so great. We're number 40 out of 50. And I believe Arkansas Children's Hospital has an opportunity to impact that with some of our programs that get out into the state, mm-hmm. our dental sealant program, our health teacher program, things we do to really improve healthcare for kids in their homes and in their home community. So we hope to raise the ranking of Arkansas nationally. But we also hope to hit the national charts with respect to children's hospitals. So the U.S. News and World Report ranks children's hospitals every year, the 50 top hospitals. We are not in the ranking today. Our team wants to be, though, and we think we're one of the best kept secrets in Arkansas. We do amazing things every day.
Let's talk about some of the challenges that you're getting to deal with in healthcare. You've touched on a few things already, but I think the biggest thing is we've got this looming January 1st deadline for the private option here in Arkansas. You've also got just the whole other aspects of the Affordable Care Act. It's not been a good month for the Affordable Care Act when you look at the month of November. So maybe tell me, what are some of the challenges that you're dealing with in terms of implementation of that and where you see some opportunities?
So as the Affordable Care Act rolls out, we're all learning as we go because the big law was passed, but not all the rules were written, and we're learning. There were some great things that happened for kids through the Affordable Care Act, staying on their parents' insurance till they're 26, not having lifetime maximum coverage agreements, eliminating pre-existing conditions mm-hmm. as a reason to exclude a child. Those are all great things. Arkansas has really made the national stage with our private option, a great bipartisan approach to expand coverage, mainly for adults. We have a strong Medicaid program for kids here, and the Our Kids First program helps those children as well. Private option will first address adults. We, though, as Arkansas Children's Hospital, are playing a role in that. We have certified financial counselors on our team. They've been certified and trained by the state to help families enroll in the private option. What we believe, the reason we want to do that, we think if parents are on a health insurance product, if they can take care of their own health, they're much more likely to take care of the health of their kids. So it's a good thing for kids.
Are you seeing some early numbers in these in the enrollment that you guys have some sort of control over?
I must admit I'm hearing mixed numbers, but I did get some communication out of the Arkansas Hospital Association just yesterday that over 50,000 Arkansans have enrolled already. So they'll be ready to go in January.
Those are good numbers.
Which is a good number.
I think another trend that we have covered a lot at Talk Business has been just kind of this effort for more transparency in the healthcare process, in short, to empower people with more consumerism to understand what they're buying, what they're getting, what they need in terms of healthcare coverage. Do you see that as a trend of something that we're going to see more of that in the coming years?
Absolutely. I think as the insurance market, the financing of healthcare puts more in the hands of the consumer, more responsibility and more accountability. The consumer is going to demand understanding who has the best care, who has the cheapest care, what will my outcomes be, what does my service look like. And so hospitals have an obligation to put that information out there. So we're learning how to do that. It's been a sheltered environment and sheltered industry for a long time, but we're publicly sharing our patient satisfaction data. We're publicly sharing clinical outcomes data. So if you walk our halls, you'll see our data in the units, where patients, where families, where reporters could see it.
Give me an example of what I would see if I was maybe looking for a particular service or a particular surgery.
So say you had a child born with congenital heart disease, mm-hmm. and you were trying to find the best place to take your baby to have series of surgeries, because that child will need care for many, many years. If you were to look at Arkansas Children's Hospital, you could find our overall mortality rate for kids with congenital heart disease. Actually, if you were in the CVICU, the intensive care unit where these kids are cared for, you'd see how many days it had been since our last catheter-associated blood infection. Several other quality indicators that we post out there so people will know this is really a great place to bring a child born with a heart problem.
Does healthcare reform, does it make your job more challenging, more difficult, or does it give you the option, I guess, or maybe the opportunity to be more creative and to do something more dynamic versus the way the system's been for years and years, if not decades?
Yes and yes and yes. I mean, it certainly is making it a little more complex. It's becoming a much more highly regulated industry, which adds a level of complexity. But I think it is forcing us to think about how we do care differently, how we deliver it differently. I was meeting with a group of staff just this morning talking about how are we going to take care of well kids differently, more efficiently, bringing the parent in as a partner in that care, helping coordinate that care, keep them out of the emergency room, keep them out of the hospital. So we have to be very creative about how we're going to do it. The dollar is not going to grow, but the number of kids is. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to figure out how do you take care of more kids with less money and do it much more effectively.
Marcy Doderer is the CEO of Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock, the state's only pediatric-specific hospital. She talked to Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas last week. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks. Committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com.